townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Pro-life activists are happy with the Supreme Court's 7-2 decision allowing employers to opt out of birth control coverage for employees because of religious reasons. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver is one of those activists.
This is a good decision, a great result, and I think it's going to be a great opinion for cases around the country.
Staver says the ruling proves the importance of a 27-year-old law.
Frankly, it's because of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that the Trump administration decided to protect religious freedom. The Obama administration clearly refused to do so.
In another religious freedom decision, the court ruled also by a 7-2 margin, the government cannot interfere with a religious school's judgment on who should or should not teach religion classes. The court said that the schools have a right to select employees of their own faith free from government interference. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow warns that imposing another nationwide coronavirus shutdown would be a big mistake.
Kudlow says the economy will probably suffer as certain states reimpose coronavirus-related restrictions. He hasn't seen evidence of a double-dip recession, but acknowledges there may be some fallout with a surge in cases. However, Kudlow tells CNBC that imposing a nationwide lockdown would be a big mistake, and it would do more harm than good.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, President Trump is threatening to withhold federal money if schools don't reopen in the fall. And he says the guidelines his own federal health officials have created for schools to reopen are too impractical and expensive. Shortly after, Mr. Trump tweeted that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines were very tough and expensive. Vice President Mike Pence announced that the agency plans to release additional school guidance next week. On Wall Street, the Dow by 177 points, the NASDAQ rose 148, the S&P advanced 24, oil up to $40.90 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State legislators are gathering in Carson City for a special session. Their focus, close a more than $1.2 billion budget shortfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Sisolak has a list of 8 items which need to be addressed, which include budget cuts to the state general fund and shifting money from various state accounts to the general fund. The governor's proposed plan includes cuts which total some $550 million. More than 42,000 Nevada businesses got pandemic-related business loans, telling the federal government the more than $6 billion they would save more than 500,000 jobs here in Nevada. The Small Business Administration released the information on the Nevada loans Monday as part of a $660 billion paycheck protection program. Circa Circus is suing its insurance company, saying it refused to cover the losses connected to the coronavirus. The lawsuit contends AIG sold the hotel casino an all-risks policy that should include losses from the pandemic because COVID-19 was not excluded in their policy. Back in May, another Phil Ruffin-owned property, Treasure Island, filed a similar lawsuit.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, you'll tap the brakes on the Beltway right now, 215 westbound at Green Valley, 215 east at St. Rose. Also, we're getting some moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound at Tropicana and south at Owens. Kevin Wall is next.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three of the Wednesday edition. It's hump day, and we are halfway home. We are almost to the weekend, and nobody is happier about that than I am. Randy Thompson joins us. It's one of those friends and family shows where we only have people we really like on the show. And Randy Thompson, one of them, she's the Nevada State Director for NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and she joins us. Randy, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you with us. I will ask you, because I know you are very active in Carson City, and especially when there's a special session, what can you tell us about what you know that's gone on so far?
Well, actually, I just listened to your recap from your news guy, and it's pretty spot on. The governor has proposed significant cuts in all kinds of education, Medicare, Medicaid. It's a pretty extensive list. And he's also cutting some of the key programs that Governor Sandoval put in place that a lot of us think really brought some accountability and some improvement to our educational system. And that's really unfortunate, like the Read by Three course program. So it's going to be a tough time. It's not pretty. I mean, we had a phone call today with a business lobbyist talking about it's just going to be a tough time, Kevin. It really is.
Randy, there's a $1.2 billion shortfall. The governor outlined $550 million in cuts, but that's a lot less than $1.2 billion. So where's the rest of this money coming from these programs?
It'll probably come from programs. It's got to come from someplace, and my fear is that they're also going to look at doing some tax increases. And they have definitely, except for mining tax, that's the only one that's currently off the table, they could look at a sales tax, a commerce tax. They could look at sin taxes, raising it on alcohol and cigarettes. And yet, I'm also saying that this is an administratively created crisis. This is the governor shut this economy down. It's going to be really hard for me to understand how he can shut us down and then say, "And you need to pay more taxes." Oh, and yeah, we just had minimum wage increase as well. So we're already reeling from a really tough time. I don't know how any consumer or business can absorb more taxes at this point.
I'm going to go back to that increase in the minimum wage that started on July 1st in just a minute. But I want to ask you, are you satisfied that with what you have seen from the governor and the cuts and the one a day a month furlough and, you know, 50 people losing their jobs, are you convinced he'll be able to do this during this special session, bridge that gap between you know, $550 million in cuts and $1.2 billion. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and I listened to some of the testimony today, especially coming from education advocates, saying that he is really kowtowing to the public union, employee public unions, by only furloughing them one day a month when some people have been unemployed now for 4 or 5 months, to not really cut back on, as somebody said, our government sector should lose jobs as our private sector has. So I think he needs to go a lot further on cutting the state budgets in that sense, and not just look at cutting jobs that are out there. I mean, teacher jobs, because that's not a state employee union. So it really is. He has pitted, I think, the state employee unions against the rest of the employees in this state. And I think it's very unfair. He's got to come up with another $500 million. And I think back on the days when we did not, God love Kenny Guinn, but when he returned that money to all of us because we had such a surplus, and so many of us at that time said, you know what, just keep it, just for a rainy day. So I look back, and of course I can be a Monday morning quarterback, and I don't want to do that because I loved Kenny Guinn. But we've got to look at how we have continually misspent money. And this is one of those times when we need to say seriously, okay, what are we doing to really not spend and outspend? And there's a lot of one-time appropriations that probably should be cut.
Again, Randy Thompson joining us, the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. I want to ask you how the increase in the minimum wage is going to impact businesses across the state of Nevada, because it's already tough for small business people, but now you're putting this on their back too. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, and when I was hoping that we could actually force a lawsuit against this, because minimum wage is in our Constitution, thanks to the AFL-CIO unions, other unions, they put it on the ballot, and we passed this, and it's in our Constitution. So some of us really question whether the legislature even has the ability, the authority, to raise minimum wage. But so look at restaurants specifically. We don't have any kind of offset for a tip on minimum wage. We have to pay the minimum wage that the state requires instead of following the federal guidelines. So we have no tip credit, which really hurts restaurants. And now we're telling restaurants, oh, you can only operate 50%. So we're cutting already their hours. We're cutting their ability to make money. And now we're going to increase the minimum wage, which frankly is all that's going to do is force restaurants especially to lay off workers at a time when we need workers to get back to work so badly. So it's really unfortunate that our legislators aren't looking at postponing at the implementation of this. And we kind of hoped that they would have discussed it, but nope, it just went under the radar.
Let me just ask you, Randy, because to me, all these policies are fine, and they start throwing around numbers in Carson City, and it's dollars and it's percentages. But to me, individual small business people are where this begins and ends. You get a chance to talk with small business people every day. What are they telling you?
Oh, man. I got an email from the owners of two gyms. They have a gym in Fernley and Fallon, and they have put their life savings into these gyms. And they are just praying that the PPP money can hold them out for a few months, that they can get people back in, that the governor won't shut them down again. So they're scared. Bottom line, March and April were two of the worst months of my life because I listened to so many stories. And I'm like, this is not how we should be operating our country. And I know this is a strong pandemic. I know the people are afraid. I know we've got to control the numbers so that our healthcare system doesn't get overwhelmed. But our healthcare system has been trashed by this. I mean, we've seen so many elective surgeries not happen. We have seen doctors furloughed. So I think in a few years, we're going to look back and say, boy, did we really mess this up. But again, I can't Monday morning quarterback. I asked Caleb Cage this week. I hosted Nevada Newsmakers with Caleb Cage, and I asked him, what are you learning from other states? And he said, not much, because every state is so unique. And you're kind of hoping that we can learn from a Florida or an Arizona on how they're controlling this. But we're not. And I think more than anything, we as small business owners need to be letting our legislators know this really impacts me and the people I hire. I'm getting a lot of questions of how many businesses have closed for good because of this, because they need to know how many jobs are actually lost that aren't coming back, and where do we make up those jobs? Well, if you look at the small business numbers, it was interesting to see how many independent contractors applied for the PUA loans, 147,000. So that's kind of where so much of our workforce is nowadays. It's in those independent entrepreneurs, and they are what keeps our economy going. And it's just been a really tough time, and I really hope the legislator listens to us taxpayers and us employees and us employers. And more than anything, Kevin, I got to tell your listeners, contact your legislators. Let them know what's happening in your world, because what they do is going to impact you, and they need to know that, not just from people like me. They need to hear from their voters.
Randy, tell me what it's like there at the Capitol, and explain with the coronavirus and all of that, public input is being stifled. What about for folks like you that are fairly powerful lobbying organizations in the Capitol? Are you even able to get inside the building?
Nope, we are not able to be in the building. The only people that are in the building are legislative staff and the LCB, and then the legislators and some very minimal press corps. This is called lobbying by text. There's a lot of texting going on. A lot of us are up in Carson or in the Reno area, and we're just at home on our computers watching what's happening. What's interesting is to listen to the public testimony today. It was all arranged. This is made for TV legislature at this point. The people that called in were already prepared, had written remarks, and you know darn well the legislators had said, okay, you're calling in at 12:02, you're calling in at 12:05, so it is very much contrived.
That's a little scary. Stick around. More with Randy Thompson from National Federation of Independent Businesses. We're going to talk about how this whole stuff that's going on in Carson City is going to impact small businesses all across the state of Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget, this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It's so unique and so effective that a patent's been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. And boy, great sandals weather right now, wherever you may be listening. Randy Thompson joining us. She is the Nevada State Director for NFIB. If the legislature has its way, and we end up with more taxes, and we end up with more regulation, and we end up with rescission of a lot of the Sandoval-era stuff, what is that going to mean to small businesses?
Oh, boy. You just made me so depressed.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, it's just that we're losing what I used to call our pro-business Democrats in the legislature. We've had several of our, what I would say, moderate Democrats that really would listen to the business sector. But they're being targeted now, especially in Las Vegas. You've lost Ellen Spiegel, who was chair of commerce last session. And she actually was a good, reasonable person. And she lost in her race for the Senate. And what I'm seeing is that the more progressives are taking over, the more they keep saying they don't like employers. So it's getting harder to start a business. It's getting harder and more expensive and so frustrating that I think people are just going to kind of lose their spirit and either just go get a job and be miserable or move to Wyoming or move to Montana. I mean, I have friends that are literally testing out Wyoming right now for 2 months. I have friends that are moving here from California going, how long do I have before I have to go to move to Idaho? So I think we as voters have got to just stay engaged and elect people that will support building our business base, which builds jobs. And it is just going to get harder, Kevin. It really is.
So what happens from here? Governor Sisolak, in my view, has screwed up everything. He has screwed up the pandemic. He has screwed up Dieter. I mean, on and on. They can't even have a good news conference, for crying out loud. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from this governor? You've had an up close and personal look at him. Tell me what you make of how Governor Sisolak has performed.
Well, I can't imagine any governor having to go through what we're going through right now, but I'm not impressed. And I really hope that the voters really will come out next in the three year election in 2022. And give us another governor, because this governor is just not able to make decisions. And I'd heard about that when he was on the Clark County Commission as well, that it's just he kind of lives in fear. But again, I'm also saying this has got to be such a challenge for any governor. It really is. But I think we need good leadership, and we're not getting it. But I can also say that a lot of states aren't getting it. A lot of counties, a lot of cities in this country aren't getting leadership. My goodness, look at New York. So I think this is just such a challenge for every elected official. But this legislature's got to fix some stuff, and it's unfortunate that the legislature is so controlled by the Democrats and more by the progressives that have. I mean, I listened to the leader of the Nevada Progressive Alliance called up today saying, quit kicking the can down the road. You have got to really fund education, because obviously giving education more money is going to fix it. But so she's like, this is the progressives that are so loud. The people that called in today were all from the left and all talking about how we need to increase taxes and support our education and to support our state agencies, especially right now, Medicaid and Medicare. I mean, the cuts that they're talking about are significant. At the time of the health crisis, that's really scary. Cutting reimbursement rates for Medicaid when we've had 42,000 people join Medicaid over the past and will be joining. So we're going to see such an increase in our Medicaid rolls, but they want to cut Medicaid funding. You can't do that.
The math just does not work. One of the things the governor did on Friday, I call him our headmaster in chief, because he treats us like a bunch of 7 or 8 year olds, wanting to punish us if we do bad, giving us praise if we do good. He wrote, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports on noncompliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week, meaning this week, directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. Do you take him at his word?
I do. And what's really scary is that, like, he's specifically saying now that bars and water parks pose a big problem. So the way he's picking and choosing businesses that have to open and close, and that was part of my big problem with him, with what's essential and what's non-essential. If you're a business owner, your business is essential. If you're an employee, your business is essential. We could have handled things a lot better by not shutting down business. But if he's looking at now shutting down businesses, you're just going to be killing those businesses. That's all there is to it.
That is a scary thought. And the problem is, I don't think the governor has figured this thing out yet. And I think at this late date, he still hasn't figured it out.
I agree. Again, talking to Caleb Cage, who's the head of the state's response, COVID response, they're still learning. They're still trying to track. They're still trying to figure out where things are coming from. When Caleb said that they really can't trace back the surge in Las Vegas to casinos, which is good. But that also just means we don't really know where it is. And bottom line is, we need to get this pandemic, we need to get this virus out there and build immunities in order for us to get beyond it. And keeping sheltering in place is not becoming that herding that we need to have done. So we need to be getting better science behind this. And I think, again, the science community is just trying to figure this out. So there's just so many unknowns. And we've got people that are afraid to make decisions.
Randy, somebody asked me last week, they said, what do you think the October surprise will be? And I said, I think it will be a late October, either a vaccine or therapies that will blunt the onset of a coronavirus. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know they're racing to get a vaccine to the public. They're saying the end of the year. I think it might even be the first week of November, which would be just in time for a November 3rd election. Randy, it is always good to talk to you. Hopefully, when you get down this way and we open up our studios, we'll make sure that we get you in, okay? You stay safe up there, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. You too. Appreciate your time, and I appreciate being